Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
We are incredibly excited to have Andy Bell and Mark Gardner from Ride in the studio. They've just stepped off a plane. We can't say how grateful we are for you guys just coming in here to BFM, of all places, to have a chat with us.
Yeah, this is what it was all about, really.
It's great to be here. And you're keeping us awake right now, this is great.
You're in great shape for that plane ride. I know that plane ride. What a mess.
We're really not.
You guys make great coffee. I have the smallest, strongest coffee in the world here.
Oh, that's Altura. Altura, shout out for that one, actually.
I'm on kombucha now, so.
Oh, nice.
And it's a good buzz one, so.
It's a good buzz, eh?
Just landed. Mark, you've been down here before. You've done a tour of New Zealand.
I did. I was lucky. I was offered a little show in, is it the King's Arms?
King's Arms. RIP, that pub. Beautiful,
and it was
beautiful
a good few years ago, maybe five years ago, something like that. And then it was at the end of, well, because I wasn't in a touring party, I set in a week to go and do a big tour of the South Island, which absolutely blew my mind. So yeah, I went, drove literally all the way around it, and probably again. And it was amazing.
What's the vibe on the South Island?
It's
vista after vista.
It's I can see why it's very Hobbit-like, and obviously I can understand now why they sort of filmed it. It felt quite untouched. It's quite rare you go to places where you feel it hasn't been completely messed up messed with, and it's got that feeling. And just you've kind of got Alps, you've got mountains, you have rainforests, crazy beaches. I mean, it's just sort of everything there, and the parrots, of course,
the Kia.
So I met a couple of Kia on the way.
Amazing.
That sounds amazing. I've been to Waiheke before.
Oh yeah,
have you been down here before, Andy?
Yeah, I did one time.
Kept that quiet.
What was your business? What was your business being here? Because we know you get about with your instruments and whatnot.
Are you with customs or something? I was here, I guess, about 5 years ago as part of BDI. We did the big day out, and that stopped off in Auckland. So we had a day off and went to Wellington, was it actually? I'm not too good at my geography of this area, but
no,
Waiheke is from Wellington.
Waiheke's on the ferry
that way.
Oh, it's from here, right?
Yeah, sorry.
So yeah, it was from here.
Right. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and the South Island is from Wellington. Is that right?
You're Wellington. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That's a ferry going from the South Island. Yeah.
But that was cool. I mean, they had loads of old cars there in Waiheke. Like it was sort of like Cuba. Yeah. There were lots of 50s cars.
It kind of has a real culture, a sort of a hippie culture of like people who used to go, like move there on buses, and the buses became houses and dak, you know?
Well, sort of bohemian.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Speaking of BDI, someone has sent in a question for you, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like to play with Oasis in an era when they were potentially kind of exploding or imploding?
It was awesome playing with them in general. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, sort of, it was after the biggest hits of the band had been and gone, you know. But we made, I think, three or four really good albums together, and just loads and loads of shows all around the world. It's great.
Powerful.
Amazing.
Now, this segment is sort of a guest selecting segment. We had a quick chat off air, and you mentioned that you'd just discovered The Clean.
Yeah, I feel really bad now because I know how seminal they are.
Over that.
No, I'm sorry.
But you know when you're like, this is one good thing about the algorithms that like suck your data out and harvest you for whatever purposes. But like one good thing is that when you're on YouTube, like they can recommend a song that you'll like.
Totally.
So this song popped up, and then I just clicked on the thing underneath to see what it was, and it was a New Zealand band. So I mentioned it like 10 minutes ago to you guys, and you're like, "This is the most popular band ever to come out."
It's anyway, so New Zealand.
But I'm glad I mentioned it because it's The Clean and I really like the track. And the song is, I said the title wrong before, didn't I?
It's Point That Thing
Somewhere Else.
Less light. Less light.
Six.
Yo, that was a clean. Live. Did that kind of scratch the itch though?
Yeah, it scratched the itch. It's a cool version actually. Sweet. I liked it. Yeah.
Normally it'd be like a little bit tougher and not so pop maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wicked. If you've just tuned in, we got Andy Bell and Mark Gardner from Ride in the studio, Sammy Lou Kombucha and a coffee. They've just set off a plane all the way from the United Kingdom, slightly spaced. But
is that music in my just my head, or is that happening?
It's underneath us.
I need some headphones. I'm missing out on this.
Oh, here you go, man.
Have a listen.
There's another jack in here, I think.
Hold on. Whoa.
I thought it was just what was happening in
there.
I can't guarantee that was stereo, but the headphones.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, we go. Yeah, there is a. Perfect. It's like a marching band. Welcome. Or distant band in my head. That's really good. What is that? Yeah.
Just down under here. I've got a
I feel so much better now I'm hearing that. I'm with the gang now. I was really on the outside for this interview until now.
70s synthesizer pioneer Wendy Carlos, formerly known as Walter Carlos.
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
We've got a question here for you guys. Have you always been fans of Jock Sturge's photography?
He did this the picture that ended up being on the sleeve of Leave More Behind, which is probably our biggest single, and maybe one or two more. But like, no, we just picked out certain pictures for sleeves, and then we found out who they were afterwards, and then moved on to the next one. But it was
kind of weird because some people thought it was like a baby picture or a little picture of me or one of the band or something, so it kind of started to put me off those pictures. Like, why did we even ever use those? Because it's like, one, I'm a guy, and it's just weird. Yeah, so I was never completely sure about them, but I think they did work. It was the guy that wasn't at art school in a band, who's Steve, who picked, didn't he pick those again?
Yeah, I think so.
And so there we go.
But we all went to art school, but then the one who was the most arty didn't go to art school.
Yeah.
He's a crazy man.
It was a
crazy days.
The wave on the cover of Nowhere.
Yeah.
Painting or photograph?
That's a photograph.
Photo. And we went to the place, we went to Hawaii, well, we'd played an American tour and we were on route to Japan, so we stopped in Hawaii, played a show there, which was quite weird. But we were taken to the very place where they made that shot as well.
Yeah, that beach is probably an hour's drive from Honolulu, and anyone who fancies it can take their own Nowhere sleeve shot, because I got one and it's like
cliff top.
It's a dead ringer.
It's a great perspective of a wave. You need to really see them like that.
It's a swell of a wave, and it hints at hidden depths. I think that's why
Yeah.
We've done well off that sleeve. It's like, it was a good choice.
Yeah. The first time I ever saw it, I was just digging through the CD rack at a record store up the road from here. And
what record store,
at Real Groovy. I was at Real Groovy, and I didn't know. I had no idea about Ride at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across the CD, and I was like, wow, that's an interesting cover.
Mm-hmm.
And I put on some headphones, and I went, holy fucking shit, this is awesome. And just had one of those great moments where I was like, oh my God, am I the only person that knows about this band? Who is this band? What is this band?
Cool. But I'm picking records by the sleeve. Can still work.
No, it's perfect. It's one of my favourite things to do.
You know, people who are born since the internet won't know about this, but like, really, that was the only way.
Yeah.
When I was young.
Yeah.
It was the only way. Mm. You might have heard of a band, but you went on this. If you had like 10 albums by a certain band to choose from, you went with the coolest sleeve.
Yes. Even now I do that, but I've got like Google in my pocket, and I'll just fucking. And it's and I was like, I knew it was meant.
What was the last time you bought something without even hearing it, just on the sleeve?
I buy a few second-hand records, so usually quite recently.
All right, cool.
Mm.
Not spending big bucks.
It's a good question.
I remember doing it, probably doing a few more since then, but like the Stone Roses, when I first heard them, it was in the new release section, and I hadn't actually heard them at that point, and bought a 7-inch from this. It was made of stone. I think it was.
With the paint splattered on it?
Yeah, it's one of those ones. Yeah. One of the early ones with the paint splattered. And I was like, oh, this looks cool. And yeah, it happened to be one of my favourite bands in the end.
No. Amazing.
Have we got another tune that we were... Should we play the Shiva?
Shiva and the Hazards. So these guys are going to be playing with us. And actually, this song... I think so. I think certainly for the Australian dates, I think they're here tomorrow. Yeah, are we pre-recording this? Are we pretending it's tonight?
Tonight.
Just my tiny little brain.
But I actually recorded, and we mixed this one, and this one I first met them, and this guy Doug came in, and he just came in with a toothbrush and an acoustic guitar.
Whereabouts did you mix it?
I mixed it at what was my home studio then, but we recorded it in a studio called Evolution.
And so all the sounds you hear are produced with a toothbrush,
and an acoustic guitar. I'm actually the band. I haven't met the rest of the band yet, but he just came in and did these like beautiful two or three acoustic tracks. So, and this was one of them. And we were all kind of just sat there going like, whoa.
Yeah, right. This is Queen without a King, Shiva and the Hazards.
It's a map one.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that was beaut, by the way. Very, very, very nice. Shiva and the Hazards.
Good stuff.
Beaut in New Zealand, short for beautiful.
I think that's
just like really lazy down here.
It's the same in the UK too.
Do you record a lot of people?
I do, yeah. I mean, over the years I have done, and then that I mean, I've just finished building a really nice, proper new studio, which is away from home and all of that now.
Have you done a whole lot of mixing for Anton Newcombe, Brian Jones, Sam Esker?
Not mixing for them, but I did some collaborations on the My Bloody Underground album with Anton.
Oh, fuck yeah.
When he was living in Reykjavik. It was quite an interesting trip.
That's a trippy
rhythm.
I spoke to him on the phone. They played down here a while ago, and trying to keep up with the conversation was like difficult.
Anton's a dear friend of ours.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Anton.
Yeah, man. When I say difficult, I mean he
kind of like has whatever he's going to say, but it turns into this long
story.
He comes around first.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It was great. He was wonderful to talk to.
I loved working with him back in the day, and we're still really close for sure. We exchanged lots.
You ended up being on quite an out there album.
Yeah, it was kind of like one. We'd go in and it was sort of 3 days. At that time, he was sort of drinking, so it's like 3 days in the bar, and then it was like, Anton, you know, we're here to do some recording, and then it was like, you're right, we are, let's do it. And it was like, so it was like a night to go, and we were going home, so we just went in, and we hit it all through that afternoon, that night, basically until I got on the plane the following day, and we pretty much did the album. And it was quite interesting, because it was just first take stuff, so it was like the first things that sort of come out of your mouth and went before anything's even formed. It's like really instinctive, like everything that we did through that night, and that was what was captured, and that's what became the record.
It's great to get that
so
insight.
It wasn't messed around with at all. It was just like pure instinct. Yeah, it was good.
That's right. I've got that album and I really like it. And
his titles as well.
It is very like, it feels like, it's very like just...
Yeah.
Like recorded on the cuff in that sense.
It does completely on the cuff, yeah. Beyond the cuff.
Not over-processed.
Andy, you're wearing a Fantasy Records t-shirt.
I am.
You guys have worked with Errol Alkin.
That's right, yeah.
What was that like? What's that experience?
Ah, it's great. Errol's a really good producer. We've done two albums with him now. So Weather Diaries came out a couple of years ago, and then this new one, This Is Not a Safe Place, came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
They're not on Fantasy, but his label's Fantasy. And it's mainly doing dance stuff. In fact, I think it's all doing dance stuff. So he puts out his own like house or, you know, techno EPs. And he's also got bands like Daniel Avery is on his label.
Yeah, great.
Guernsey, also really good. And then Ghost Culture and many others.
Amazing.
It's good. I mean, we all kind of put in loads of ideas and stuff into writing, so he's a really good guy to sort of sift through all of that and almost DJ us and pull in bits that he thinks are going to work and chuck out other bits, and then in the end it generally turned out really good. And he's got incredible, like, it's very eclectic sort of taste on music from, you know, totally across the board, even to Turkish hip-hop stuff, because he's Turkish.
Did you guys ever go to Fabric?
Yeah.
Skranking?
I don't think I did. Oh, maybe I did once, yeah. It's that sort of club.
Mm. Yeah, I went to Fabric.
What is it? Some kind of typical.
Did you guys ever go to the Hacienda?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did once.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
That was a sort of sly smile.
I went with Alan McGee, and I shared a taxi with Alex Higgins when we left there. That's what I remember. And
I was about to say these sound like places you go to, but you don't fucking remember going.
No, exactly. But I remember leaving, and I just remember distinctly thinking, what? I'm sat in a taxi with Alan McGee and Alex Higgins, you know, like the snooker guy, Hurricane Higgins. Just thinking, how did that happen?
So
I didn't know if Alex Higgins was in the club at all or what. I suppose he was, because why else would we be getting a taxi with us? But I was kind of like, yeah, good snooker, mate.
So, yeah, the Hacienda one, I was taken on a night out by Tim Burgess, who said, have you ever been for a night out in Manchester? And I just said, no, not yet. And he said, I'll take you. So this is the early 90s, I could say about 92, 93. Went out on a full-on night out, which included a few hours at the Hacienda, which is really, really good. Really cool. Really cool.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah.
Just really cool.
It just banged off the mic. It was really good. And then thinking face.
Yeah, thinking. Yeah, thinking emoji. And that ended up the next day, one of those typical things of back at Tim's house watching Columbo at like midday and just kind of like going for a sandwich after that. Like, it was just a... the full experience from...
You got the complete... You got
the arc.
Yeah, took, yeah, that's great.
The full arc.
You took your packed lunch.
Yeah.
All the way through. Yeah, from, to packed lunch with you.
Yeah.
It's good. Right. Well thought ahead for those long clubbing nights. Bring a sandwich.
Yeah.
Now, Ride, we've... I'm just going to call you guys collectively Ride. That's okay.
That's fine.
Ride in the power station. We've been called it.
We've been called it before.
Oh, yeah. We should mention that.
Yeah, we're playing a power station.
We've scoured the internet for this next one. It's The Girls. Jeffrey, I Hear You from 1979.
Anything else we need to know?
Nah, just check it out. When it starts.
So, hang on, 1979.
I love that ending.
Yeah. Is it really from 1979?
Hey, guys, what if we all just count to 20? Like,
we're going to be counting the whole time.
That was the girls, by the way. Boho art punk, apparently, from Boston.
Yeah. My new favourite genre.
We are in the room with Ride. Aren't we, John?
John's not in the room with us.
He's not in our... Welcome.
You're either in the room or you're not, John.
Come back, John.
Are you here or not?
I'm here. So you guys are just on the start. Are you on the eve of a big... Is it a world tour, right?
Yes. We start now here.
I guess this is it.
We played Turin two nights ago or something like that, I think. Three nights ago.
So no summer dates in the Northern Hemisphere?
Where's the Northern Hemisphere?
It's the other one.
Wait, opposite to the southern one, yeah.
So you played the other day. How did it feel? Is everything kicking along nicely?
We played a couple of shows with the big shows with The Cure. Actually, we did Athens with them not so long ago.
Holy shit.
And Ireland with The Cure as well.
When did the tour start? Well, the tour never really finished from the last time. So it's like, this is just, we're like Bob Dylan on one long tour.
It's
true, but this is probably the most amount we've done since we've been back in like one hit. I mean, it's kind of 2-3 months ahead of us now.
I'm going to call it and say that Italy, although it was 2 days ago, was the end of the last tour.
Right.
And tomorrow at the power station in Auckland, New Zealand, is the date one of the new Ride tour.
It depends on the set. Are you guys still? How does the set work? How do you decide that?
Well, now that the album's out,
it's just tricky.
Oh god, yeah,
it's tricky. Too many songs now. We got new songs, and then we think, oh, people maybe here. I think maybe we'll balance it a bit more with older stuff in New Zealand and Australia because we never did the reunion shows here.
Right.
First time.
Yeah, first time ever that Ride have played in New Zealand.
People
which is,
are frothing out there, by the way.
Which is quite a thing.
Do you think that they want to hear like all the old favourites more than maybe a lot of the new stuff?
Fuck, what do most people want?
Yeah. But then,
I don't know. I don't mind either way. You know, we're just going to go with the thing.
But then we just did Italy and we thought, because it's all changed because like back in the day, you'd know that Italy always seemed to be 2 or 3 years behind, you know, to catch up with things. But then like now it's instant. And because a lot of the new songs have been getting a lot of airplay in England, initially people were like really responding to the new songs we were playing. And we were thinking like, no one's going to know that. And they all did. And it was like, so that's confusing. So it's a tough call now.
Well, John's gone and bought the brand new record.
Thanks, John.
It's a double.
Thanks, John.
This is the thing, I like entice you in here, and I'm like, well, it's funny that I've got this silver pen here to sign the record as well. That's what a coincidence.
Actually, just on the fanning stuff, we should probably get you guys to do a voice ID for the station, like such and such from Ride, and this
right
is
that now.
BFM. I'll just get rid of this. Yeah, this is
Hi, this is Andy and...
This is Mark.
...from Ride, and you're listening to 95 BFM.
Fuck, that was tight.
Is it good? I thought it was 95.6 FM.
95...
I'm glad you did that.
...square.
Oh, it's B. I was sure it said 6 on the door when I came in.
Actually, Bill Bailey did a good one about the square, actually. I'll see if I can find it. It's...
Just to all radio stations that you can hire us to do IDs. We're really good.
Yeah, listen to
when we can
check
read.
Check this out. Here you go. Got your phones on.
Yep,
it's encased with a square. It's 95B. It's like some China. It's like a sort of Mandarin symbol.
Oh, it
95
is.
Surrounded by a square. B FM.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Very good.
It fooled
Shout
me.
Out to Bill Bailey.
All right, Ride. You've off a plane. You've come straight here, and we appreciate it so much. Everyone who digs it should get along to the power station tomorrow to get to just lean on into it, eh?
Yeah, yes, lean on.
Basically,
lean in.
What are we going to play, John?
I was going to play Repetition. I queued it before, but I've mucked around with it. So hopefully, we're playing our final up here at BFM. We do that.
It's
so bear with us. If
it's we're, live mixing right now.
What can you tell us?
Are you on the vinyl?
What can you tell us about the song?
It's been our single. We've just been doing the rounds in England after Future Love was, I think, we came out with, and then this right? Is this our second
single off the album. And it is...
Seems to have gone down quite well.
I'd describe it as boho art punk.
Yes!
I was waiting for you to describe it, because I was out there. I was running out.
Andy Bell and Mark Gardner, we're eternally grateful here at BFM. Thank you for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
Everyone out there, you can get tickets for Ride tomorrow night at the Power Station. It's going to be a corker of a show, seminal shoegaze band. Come along and see them.
Thanks guys.
Be good to see you. Cheers, guys.
Well done, John. Cheers.
Ride tomorrow night at the Power Station.
Ding!
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.